turns out Christine and I could have talked for at least another hour. We had so much to say. And one of the things that was mentioned was how in America, mental health care is a privilege for the wealthy. Our current healthcare system does not, in many cases, even acknowledge that mental health needs specific care. From therapy to inpatient and outpatient treatment to group therapy, all of this is very limited and better served to a community that's willing to pay privately. I had mentioned that I wanted to talk about free or low-cost mental health practices that people can use so that not being privileged isn't a roadblock to treatment. I could, of course, discuss at length the healthcare reforms that I think need to be put into place. But instead of going down that road, what I'd like to do is focus on things that are available to everyone who is having a mental health crisis. Anyone who needs mental health support, anyone who has a loved one who needs mental health support, or anyone who is just going through life feeling like they are alone with any mental health struggles. A few of the things that I personally do when I'm feeling overwhelmed or sad or at loose ends or untethered are actually free things. An obvious one is meditation. Although meditation is a practice that is taught, meditation is also something that you can teach yourself. I try to take 10 to 15 minutes every day, first thing in the morning, and just meditate, center myself. I don't necessarily have a mantra or anything that I repeat. It's more kind of an emptying of my mind to get myself in a place to accept good energy. My meditation involves breathing and maybe white noise, but definitely closing my eyes and just focusing on being present with my breath. Another thing that my friends have introduced me to is grounding. Grounding is as simple as standing outside in the grass with your bare feet and feeling the energy from the earth. I personally don't have any grass, so if I want to do grounding, I just stand outside of my bare feet, take some deep breaths, and really focus on receiving energy from the earth. I have friends that live in cold climates, and they ground themselves barefoot, even in the snow. One of those friends had a birthday on April 1st. Happy birthday, Cheryl. Everything is energy. The earth has energy, we have energy, and the exchange of that energy can feel like almost a vibration through your feet up into your body. And this grounding can prepare you to face the day knowing that you are connected to the earth. There's an app on your phone, if you have an iPhone. It's probably available on Android too, but I rarely talk about Android. It's called the Calm app, and there's some free meditations on this app that you can use to help you get centered in your meditation. There's also another app that's free. It's called White Noise, and I use this app all the time. I use it to go to sleep sometimes, put on like a 20-minute white noise timer, and literally can fall asleep to what sounds like static from a TV in the 1960s. But White Noise and the Calm app, both apps are free. I know for sure on the iPhone. You Android people are fending for yourselves out there. One of the most positive ways to take care of your mental health is to listen to music. Music is so powerful. Music can make you feel nostalgic for happier times. Music can make you feel hopeful for a future. And music can allow you to stay present. There are lots of free ways to listen to music. Not all music has to be paid for. The radio, for example, is free. KOWS, LP, 92.5 from Occidental, California, streaming on the web at kowsfm.com, is a radio station that is free. I have so many playlists that I have created to make me feel a certain kind of way. I've talked at length about my swimming playlist that I play when I swim laps because it makes me feel so happy to hear songs that I love while I'm doing something that I know is good for me. I also have playlists specifically for this show. And I have playlists that are shared within my family Amazon or Apple Music or whatever account. And my daughters use some of their playlists for exercising or to just listen to music while they're living their best lives. Another thing that's good to do if you want to take a mental health break is take an actual mental health day and go outside. Be in the sunshine. No matter where you live, there's going to be some time of the day where the sun is shining and you can stand in that sunshine. Sunshine is the most healing thing. Something that can warm you from the outside in can help to improve your mood. Not a day goes by where I don't take a few minutes and sit outside and just let the sun touch my face. If you live around here in Northern California, you're lucky enough to be within a short drive to the ocean. Driving to the ocean, sitting on the rocks, listening to the waves can be a meditative, restorative way to balance your well-being. But you don't have to drive to the beach. You can just walk to the corner while you listen to waves sounds on your phone. Just take a little walk. Go outside. April is Parkinson's Awareness Month, and there's a challenge going on to move 1 mile every day in the month of April. You can walk a mile, run a mile, bike a mile, swim a mile, although swimming a mile every day is not easy. But the idea is to move for 1 mile every day for Parkinson's. My daughter is doing this, and we're doing it because my mother-in-law, her grandmother, has Parkinson's, and it's something that's close to our heart. So do the April challenge. Dedicate 1 mile a day. It'll help with your mental health because you're going to be outside taking a walk, and you're doing something for the greater good, which is, Parkinson's awareness. All right, I'm going to try my darndest to play some music today. I have quite a few things that I want to play, and I'm going to be so, so sad if I can't play them. So we're going to try the other PD chord, and we're going to cross our fingers. On the last show, I wanted to play this song by Taylor Swift, and I didn't get to it. The song is called Forever Winter, and I chose it because it kind of went with the theme of the last show, which was suicide and the effects of suicide on family groups. It's a really moody kind of song, and it's maybe even a little dark. But the thing I like about the song is there's some hope in it. And it's a Taylor Swift song, so, you know, her voice is hopeful, I think. So I'm going to play Forever Winter by Taylor Swift, if it works. If it doesn't work, who knows? Maybe I'll sing it, since I've talked at length about what a great singer I am. Not. Okay, let me cue it up here. Forever Winter by Taylor Swift. Okay, fingers are getting crossed. I hope this works. Stand by.
He says he doesn't believe anything much he hears these days. He says, why fall in love just so you can watch it go away? He spends most of his nights wishing it was how it used to be. He spends most of his flights getting pulled down by gravity. I call just checking up on him. He's up 3 a.m. pacing. He says it's not just a phase.
To
seems fine most of the time, forcing smiles and never minds. His laugh is a symphony, when the lights go out it's hard to breathe. I pull at every thread, trying to solve the puzzles in his head. Live my life scared to death, he'll decide to leave instead. I call just checking up on him, he's up. She hears these days. I say, believe in one thing, I won't go away.
It worked. It's like that relationship. It's not me, it's you. It definitely wasn't me. Okay, so you might want to put that song in your mental health playlist, or you might say thanks but no thanks. And both of those things are okay with me. Okay, some more free or low-cost mental health practices. Here's one. Go to the library. Your public library holds a multitude of things that you can use to help you get a handle on your mental health struggles. From self-help books that you can check out, to classes that they offer at the library, to the use of the internet to look up support groups that you might want to check out. Let's use our public libraries. They are vital and a source of so much free information. I have a practice of listening to podcasts. I think that if you have an iPhone, that some podcasts are free. I hope I'm right about that. I tend to listen to podcasts that A, make me laugh, B, allow me to mindlessly listen, and or C, teach me something in a way that's simple and palatable. Some of my favorite podcasts are Smartless, which has Jason Bateman in it, and I'm madly in love with him. It's really, really funny. He's really funny. He does it with two other guys. And when I was preparing for the show, I was like, what are their names? What are their names? I could see their faces in my head. Their names are Will Arnett and Sean Hayes. So that is a great podcast. Smart Less, like you're less smart. Anyways, it's really good. It's funny. I also listen to Lance Armstrong's new podcast, and he's been through it. Some of it as a result of his own behavior, some of it as a victim of terrible luck. And the podcast is informative, it's uplifting, it's honest. And I like that he's having another chance at respectability. All the kids listen to the podcast Call Her Daddy, which is kind of a fluff podcast, but the hostess, Alex Cooper, has some really interesting guests on her podcasts, and I like the way she formats the conversations. I listen to Jay Shetty all the time, at least once a day. I listen to something from him. He is so positive, so powerful, so helpful, so down to earth, and I just love listening to his philosophies and his help. I've already talked at length about the Let Them Theory, the book, and Mel Robbins, the author, but she also has a podcast, which is chef's kiss. The good thing about these podcasts is they're 1 hour, so much like my radio show. And in 1 hour, you can pack in a lot of information. And if it's something you're interested in hearing, the time just flies by and you can find yourself laughing, smiling, and feeling positive. Michelle Obama also has a new podcast with her brother. It's called IMO, In My Opinion. And her opinion is really good on most things. I really like listening to her. And the governor of California, everyone's favorite, Gavin Newsom, has a new podcast where he's speaking to people from both sides of the aisle and actually changing some of his personal viewpoints on things. And this may seem like a run-up to a presidential bid. But for right now, it's just Gavin. So if that floats your boat, that's out there too. Another free or low-cost practice is a drop-in class. Many studios, whether it's yoga, Pilates, stretching, workout studios, offer your first class for free. So go take a class. See if it's something you're interested in. This is a good way to try something new that's maybe out of your comfort zone. And if you love it, then you might want to spend money on it. And if it's just kind of meh, then you didn't waste any money on it. This is a good way to try new things. So take a class. Look at your local YMCA for classes. Also, here in Sonoma County, they have where it's like the Parks and Rec, they offer all these things. I mean, I've taken Spanish, I've taken Italian, I took knitting. I think I took knitting twice. You can take some classes. I mean, those do cost money, but it's low. This is not like a $300 class. This is, low cost, affordable stuff. And many of the things you can do first class free. So I encourage you to do that. Depending on what your mental health struggle is, there's probably a free group that's meeting with other people who have the same struggle. There's Alcoholics Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous, Overeating Anonymous, several types of behavioral therapy process groups that meet at free or low cost that might be helpful if you're feeling kind of at loose ends and maybe on the verge of a crisis. This might be a place to go. There's also grief counseling groups where people meet when they've lost someone they love, whether that's death by suicide or just normal loss. It's nice to be around other people who feel your feelings and know your pain and can sympathize and empathize. There's something very powerful in that group dynamic. So look for these and give one of these a try. This is something that might not jump in your mind when you think of a way to help with your mental health practice, but volunteering can be very rewarding. Sometimes when you're in your head and you're feeling down and you just can't get out of your own way and you're really struggling to make sense of your mental pain, helping someone else by volunteering can be the perfect panacea for what's ailing you. There's just something about the way we're all wired as humans that when you help someone else, even if you're in a personal struggle, it just unlocks a little something inside of you that allows a little bit of positivity to dribble up to the surface. So volunteering is a great way to do that. If you're religious and you're feeling disconnected from God, disconnected from your beliefs, you want to know something that's always open? Church. Church is always open and it's always free. Sometimes walking into a church, sitting in a pew, feeling the reverence in that building can make you feel comforted in a way that you weren't able to comfort yourself. Now, there is an entire conversation that can be made about the Catholic Church, about the evangelist type of religious beliefs, but I'm just talking about pure comfort within the walls of something that feels sacred. So not a political statement, not a moral statement, just a place that you can walk in sit down, feel peaceful, and maybe do your meditation there. It can feel good, it can feel healing, it can feel peaceful, and it can feel comforting. It can make you feel, and sometimes all you want to do is feel something other than the current pain. I like to go into churches when I'm traveling. I find that no matter where you are, whether you're in Hawaii or in Italy, if you walk into a church, there is a feeling in the walls of that building that immediately washes you in this feeling of peace. And sometimes I can get my people to come with me, and sometimes I can't, and they wait outside, and that's perfectly fine. For me, it's a feeling that I haven't really been able to replicate, and I wouldn't consider myself to be a uber religious person. I mean, I was raised Catholic, and I've had a lot of the Catholic sacraments. I do not go to a Catholic church. Refer back to what I said about a political and moral statement. However, there's just something about the building. And I don't know. I mean, it's worth a try. Okay. I asked my daughter what she's currently listening to when she's trying to get a vibe. And her current song is a song called Run and Tell That from the motion picture soundtrack to Hairspray. I'm going to play that song. And I got to tell you, when she told me this was her song, I couldn't put my finger on it. I wasn't familiar with it. And when I listened to it in preparation for the show, I just got the giggles like crazy because it's such a bouncy song, but it's also very politically charged. Not exactly the first thing I think of when I think of my daughter, but also something that made me feel really proud of her because this song and this music and this movie and this musical was really of the time. And this is a song that is prescient today in what I would consider an unfortunate way. So let's play Run and Tell That from Hairspray. I mean, if you know this song, if this is like your vibe, I stand in awe because this is, it's a wow moment, I gotta tell you. So Run and Tell That from the motion picture soundtrack to Hairspray. Stand by.
You know she is. You better show up, girl.
I'm tired of talking.
what I mean? It's very bouncy. Okay, we're going to get to some radio business. When I walk into the station, I have to sign in, and then I look and see what the sponsors and underwriters are for the day, and I pre-fill in that I'm going to, the ones I'm going to read, you know, I put the date and the time I'm going to read it, and I put 1:30, and it's 1:28, and I like to be really close to my time. So before I read the underwriters and sponsors, I wanted to mention that one of our underwriters, Home Run Pizza, had a kitchen fire last week, and they're closed while they do the repairs. I think the bar is open, but, you know, essentially the kitchen had a fire. So there's a GoFundMe on social media. So if you're feeling generous, this might be a nice way to give them the boost they need to do the repairs for their kitchen so that Home Run Pizza can be back slinging the dough for the neighborhood. I also want to mention someone who's not an underwriter or a sponsor, but maybe one day will be. I'm co-hosting a bridal shower on Saturday for my goddaughter. And I had ordered a cake, and I went to meet with the cakery person this morning. The name of the business is Mad Batter, B-A-T-T-E-R, Cakery Company, and the owner is Dawn Richards, a lovely woman. This is a woman-owned business. This is a local business, and she is 100% a gluten-free kitchen. So I'm so excited for this cake. The theme of the bridal shower is bride-to-be, B-E-E, like the honeybee. And we're doing like a honey tasting. And the cake that Dawn is making for us is called a honey cake. And stop the presses. It looks so good. So there'll be lots of pictures posted on my social media. But I wanted to shout out Mad Batter Cakery Company. And if you want to order some delectables, let's support this woman-owned business, and I will post her info on my social media and link to her social media. But regular KOWS business is my public service announcement. It's for the Redwood Empire Food Bank. No, yes, Redwood Empire Food Bank. Were you aware that one in every six people in Sonoma County is in need of food assistance? The Redwood Empire Food Bank remains committed to providing food to hungry children, adults, and seniors throughout the year. There are many ways you can make a difference. For every dollar you donate, the Redwood Empire Food Bank can provide two meals for our neighbors in need. For more information, please visit refb.org or call 707-523-7900. Redwood Empire Food Bank is number one on my list of charities. I give generously to this charity. One in every six people in Sonoma County are food insecure. Tragic, tragic, tragic. And I want to be part of the solution. So this is my number one charity, and they are a public service announcement for our radio station. So that's Redwood Empire Food Bank. I have two current events to talk about. One of them is Electric Tumbleweed. It returns to the Occidental Center for the Arts on Saturday, April 19th at 8 p.m. with their incredible psychedelic outlaw Americana music. Sonoma County favorites Bud Dillard, Ryan Erd, Riley Hill, and Scotty Brown will be joined by Tim Marcus on pedal steel guitar for the show. Ticket information can be found at OccidentalCenterForTheArts.org. And the center is located at 3850 Doris Murphy Court in Occidental. So that's Electric Tumbleweed. We also have our KOWS fundraising event Sunday, April 6th. That's this coming Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. It's Uncle Charlie and Friends Comedy Night. Tickets are still available. You can buy them online, or you can scan a flyer that you might see around town, or you can just pay $20 at the door. Advance tickets are $15. It's going to be at Barrel Proof Lounge in Santa Rosa, which is at 501 Mendocino Avenue. And there's going to be five comedians. Uncle Charlie Adams, who's a DJ here at KOWS, Brian Thomas, Kelly Kaufman, Martin Marufo, and the host is John L-E-H-R-E, Lair, John Lair. So help keep local community radio on the air. That's me. So if you want to continue to hear my show, come to the comedy show. It's a fundraising event for this radio station. Okay. And our underwriter spot is the Community Market of Sebastopol. KOWS Radio thanks Community Market of Sebastopol for their ongoing support. Community Market is a worker-run natural food store providing our community with organic food products since 1975. Located at The Barlow at 6762 Sebastopol Avenue in Sebastopol, you can reach them by phone at 707-407-4020. So that's my radio business. Okay, next topic. My writing class is finished. Now my job is to find an editor, get my book in shape, and get it published. I just wanted to say a few things about memoir writing. Obviously, if you're writing a memoir, you're telling your life story. And if you read memoirs, which I do, I always have, I love biographies, autobiographies, memoirs. I'm just into all of that. I like real life. So if you're writing a memoir and you're telling your life story, the big question is, what makes your story so interesting? That's like the basis of even starting to write a book. What makes your story so interesting? And one of the things that I figured out in this class, which I think I've always known, but it's kind of an aha moment for me, is that there's like five stories, and every person has at least one of these stories. Some people have two, and it's rare that you find someone that has five. But there are five main themes, and if you're going to write your memoir and you're going to tell your truth and your truth involves one of these five things, it's going to have to be different enough to be interesting. So what are the five things, you ask? Thank you for asking. The five things are child abuse, divorce, a big illness or sickness, sexual trauma and abuse, and the fifth thing, the last thing, is loss. So whether that's the loss of a loved one, loss of freedom, loss of ability to live and thrive, just loss, some sort of deep loss. So my book has a few of these. It actually, strictly speaking, has all five, if the loss is defined as the loss of birth family connections. So I grew up with physical abuse, emotional abuse, and sexual abuse. My parents got divorced. I had a big illness, a life-altering sickness. And through all of these things, my idea of what a family is, my belief about what it means to have a normal family, all of those things were lost. So maybe I do have a bestseller. Maybe I do have a great memoir. And maybe there's stories in there that people will read and they will feel a connection to the stories and then, I guess, in turn to me. At the end of the day, you're going to write the book for yourself. You might write the book just so that you can get it all out, so you can get the stories out, so that they don't have to live inside of you and eat away at you. I know for me, I wasn't thinking about so much the marketability of my story. I just felt like there were some touch points in my life where if people heard about them or knew about them, it might make them feel more or less connected to me. And that was the impetus for writing the book. It's not easy to do. It's really hard to do, and I've really been going through it over these last 6 weeks of writing the book. And I'm not really even writing it. I'm not writing anything new, I mean. I'm just fine-tuning all the stuff that I'd already written. But I think I have a book here, and I think it's publishable, and I want to put energy towards that. So that's, you know, next steps. But enough about me. Just kidding. The show is all about me. On the last show, I also planned to do a reading from my book, Be Here Now, Finding Peace and Joy in the Present Moment. And I didn't get to the reading because, again, the last show was just jam-packed. So I really wanted to do it today because it's really good and it kind of dovetails into this idea of low-cost mental health help. The title of the reading is called Reaching Out. And I'm going to read it. Okay, I really should put my glasses on. I also want to talk a little bit about the fact that I keep getting sick. And I don't know, maybe it's now that I just talked about my book and what I've been going through the last 6 weeks, maybe, you know, it's the emotional toil and drama of writing the book that is making me physically sick. I mean, that's kind of the definition of an autoimmune disease, you know, physical, mental, emotional strain, and then your body starts freaking out. So maybe I'm sick because of all of that. I don't know. But anyways, you know, I have to do things to keep myself healthy. And, you know, about the only thing that I do that's kind of out of my mainstream, go to the gym, go to Pilates, blah, 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 is come here to the radio station. And I'm super conscientious about, you know, cleaning everything, which I think all the DJs do, you know, use the Clorox wipes and make sure you're not touching anything. But I decided that I was going to buy some accessories, that's in quotes, for my microphone to just kind of have another level of protection. So I hope this sounds good. I've got my sneeze guard and my fuzzy microphone thing. Maybe my voice sounds really good because I have all these filters on it. Anyways, back on topic. I'm going to read the selection called Reaching Out. While cultivating courage fortifies us, we need to be stoic at our own expense. No, we needn't be stoic at our own expense. We needn't and indeed mustn't deny our very real needs for support, love, and care. There is a reason why kin and community structures have governed humanity since time immemorial. We were not created to face life alone. An epidemic of loneliness is afflicting our planet, but we have the power to transform it by actualizing meaningful connections with others. There is a beautiful balance we can strike between taking responsibility for ourselves, knowing ourselves, nurturing ourselves, and extending ourselves to grow, and reaching out to others when needed. As we reach out in connection, we honor others' wisdoms and strength. We unite in support of one another and in a shared experience of humanity. There is a tremendous courage in humility and vulnerability. We must sometimes admit and accept that we cannot handle it all, that some things are not meant for us, and that we may not have all the answers we seek. Living truthfully and openly in this way, we set a powerful example for others to reach out and connect sincerely to. There will be moments we need practical or emotional support, a different opinion, or a new perspective. Moments we yearn for light conversation, a holding hand, a listening ear, or time spent in gentle company. It is important to realize that our internal needs may not always be intuited, even by the ones we know and love the most. As such, it becomes very important to speak our hearts and mind, inviting ourselves to be understood. Reaching out is about connection. May we be approachable, ready to care for others while opening ourselves to being loved and supported at every turn as well. Okay, so that's heavy and that's hard. It's hard to ask for help. It's hard to reach out, especially when we are feeling in crisis. I was available the other night for a very dear friend of mine, and I made myself available because she reached out to me. And I know what it took for her to reach out to me. And I wanted to show up for that. And I'm so happy that I did. I'm not sure I was at 100% because, like I said, I've been battling illness. But I was there. And I listened. And I offered support where I felt like I had something to offer. And when you're struggling, sometimes the simplest thing is the voice on the other end of the phone, the voice across the table from you, and that's good enough. So I just wanted to say that, and I'm glad I read that. I mean, I hope everyone thinks about buying this book. I cannot thank my friend Trish enough for getting it for me as a gift. It is one of the most treasured gifts I've ever received. It has offered me so much in my life. I'm going to post it on my social media, so if you want to buy it, you can. Okay, let's go a little light for a little bit. So is everyone knee-deep in American Idol? We're at the best time, Hollywood Week. So on Monday night, it was Hollywood Week, and that's exciting. And Carrie Underwood's back in my hot rotation, so I'm going to play a song by Carrie Underwood next. I've seen Carrie Underwood in concert several times, and I've heard her play this song that I'm going to play in concert, and I cry every single time. It's a powerful song. So I'm going to play the song, and then we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about American Idol, because I love American Idol. It's so great. Okay, the song is called Wasted by Carrie Underwood. So stand by, rock out, here we go.
Tried to make it fast. Once you hit the hardwood, it fell like broken glass. She said sometimes love slips away and you just can't get it back. Let's face it, for one split second she almost turned around, but that would be like pouring raindrops back into a cloud. So she took another step, said, I see the way out, and I'm gonna take it. To the sink and pours it down the drain. He said, it's time to be a man and stop living for yesterday. Gotta face it.
That was a good one, right? Love that song. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Okay, so to continue my American Idol chat. So when I watched Monday's show with my daughter, it was Hollywood week, and everyone who made it to Hollywood, so like 175 contestants, all got to sing a song in front of the judges, and then they were going to whittle it down to less than half that number based on the performances. And Grace and I noticed that there were a lot of worship songs that were performed. And this is a definite switch from the past, and I'm wondering if playing the worship songs was catering to Carrie Underwood as a judge, because she's very religious, spiritual. I don't know, but it seemed a little kind of performative. Of course, it was a performance. However, anyways, one of my most absolute favorite quote-unquote worship songs is that song You Say by Lauren Daigle, and someone sang that song, which was like, wow, I just love that song so much. I mean, the person really slowed it down, and Grace thought that maybe they messed up some lyrics. You hear the phone ringing in the background? This is a real studio, people, and real stuff happens here, but I'm not answering the phone. I doubt it's for me. Anyways, I'm going to play that song, You Say by Lauren Daigle. I've played it on my show before, and, you know, I like it. It's a good song. I just love that it's a worship song, too. But I'm weird that way. Anyhow, here we go. You Say by Lauren Daigle. Put this one in your playlist if you don't have it. It's such a vibe. Here we go.
Keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high? Once again, just who I am, because I need to know.
You have every failure, God. You have every victory.
Ooh, oh, you say I'm in love.
Anyways, that's a good one. Here's just some final thoughts. If you are having a mental health crisis, please call someone. Call a helpline, call the suicide helpline, call a professional. Ask for help. I am not a professional. I am in no way suggesting that a walk in the sunshine or grounding yourself in the grass is going to cure your mental health crisis. However, there is plenty of research that will show you that meditation, sunshine, moving your body, music, reading a book, listening to a podcast, watching a TV show that you already know the ending to, these activities can help you navigate a down day. Speaking to a professional therapist, going to a process group, meeting with friends, talking to a loved one, taking a mental health day from work, these are also proven techniques to help you navigate mental health struggles. Many times it takes everything, a little bit of everything, low or no cost techniques, as well as professional therapy and or medication. When you are struggling, nothing is off the table. And that's really the message. Try everything. Be open to anything. While it might not help, it's almost 100% not going to hurt. I'm out here. I'm believing in you. I'm supporting you. And that's not going to change. This is Level Up with Dani. I'm your host, Dani Stockham, and I'll see you back on the radio on April 17th. I am now broadcasting my archive shows on Spotify, so tune in there anytime to listen to past and current episodes. It's Level Up with Dani on Spotify. Let's continue to take care of each other. One of the very first shows I did, maybe show number 3 or 4, I'm not 100% sure, but I played a song, and I said that we should think of it as a love song to ourselves. You sing this song to yourself as a testimony to self-love. And when I told you I was talking to my friend, one of the things that I kept going back to is that we have to make space and give ourselves some grace for our ability to stand in the tough times and come out the other side. And if you allow for everyone to have space for that and give everyone grace because we don't know what their struggles are, it really just opens our entire world up to the possibility of healing. And I'm all about that. So I'm going to play the song that is a love song to ourselves. It started my Carrie Underwood love affair on this show, and it's called I'm Gonna Love You by Cody Johnson and Carrie Underwood. So that's gonna close out the show. It's about a 3-minute song, and we have about 3 minutes. Thank you so much for listening. It means the world to me. I'm Gonna Love You by Cody Johnson and Carrie Underwood, and I'm gonna love you while you guys love this.
Stars are gonna light up a midnight sky. The sun's gonna burn on the 4th of July. Tides are gonna turn with the pull of the moon. And I'm gonna love you.
Birds will fly south when the winter comes. Snow's gonna fall and rivers gonna run. April's gonna rain and flowers gonna bloom. And I'm gonna love you.
So good that it almost hurts. Steady and true as a Bible verse. My heart skips just thinking you. Go on. Gonna shake every now and then. Some runaway roads are gonna dead
time's gonna put a few lines on our face.
We can cover it up, but hair's gonna gray.
Life's gonna fly and be gone too soon.